Chris Greenacre, thanks for joining us. It's always a pleasure to see you. I spoke to you a few years ago at Stoke. What's happened to Chris Greenacre since?
Well, I made 3 years at Stoke. Obviously got my transfer from Mansfield. I had one or two injuries, which, you know, at the end of the day, I think, cost me, really, and change of management and what have you. Played a lot of games out sort of left midfield. I know the Mansfield fans will know me, obviously, to be a striker, so it was a difficult time, but a time that I look back on it, you know, I enjoy probably more looking back than I actually did. but no, it was 3 years I had there, playing obviously in the Championship, and, you know, played at a good level, and I think played 70 odd games, so I got, you know, a fair few games in the Championship, and, you know, we're playing out of position, it was time to move on. And thankfully, you know, Brian Little came in for me in Kent at Prenton Park, and this is my second season, so, you know, that's where I'm up to at the moment.
Is the Stags one of the first results you look for after the game?
Oh, it always is, it always will be as well, so, yeah, I always look out for the Stags and stuff, and, you know, it's nice to see them sort of stabilise. I wasn't too sure at the start of the season, you know, what was going to happen with them, but I think Billy's gone in there and done a great job. You know, and that's not being biased because, you know, Billy's a good friend of mine, or a great friend of mine. But I think he's gone in there, stabilised, and you're not a million miles away from a push for the playoffs.
Yeah, do you still keep in touch with any of your former Mansfield colleagues?
Definitely, yeah, still in all of them, really. You know, Kev Pilkington, Les Robinson, Lee Williamson, Martin Pemberton, Alan Tankard. You know, the list's endless kind of thing. It was... you know, we had a good team, and it's been good that we've all been able to keep in touch. You know, everybody's been, Adam Barrett as well, you know, we've all been able to keep in touch, you know, for weddings and christenings and everything. So, you know, it was a good squad, and I'm really pleased that we keep in touch.
You talk about that squad and names like Liam Lawrence. Has it surprised you that probably more of them haven't gone on to play at a higher level, although Lee Williamson is at Watford?
Yeah, definitely. I think it was a good squad, and obviously we got promotion, and you know, it's a shame that we probably didn't stick together for another season, you know, in the division above what we got promotion to. So you know, that'll always be something that'll always ponder on, but yeah, definitely at the time when you were talking about the young players that were coming, like Leroy, Liam, Craig Disley, Bobby Assel, obviously Bobby's doing well at Barnsley, you know, I expected one or two more to go, but, you know, football doesn't always work like that, and, you know, that's why it's such a beautiful game.
Your career at Mansfield, 130 appearances I've got here, Chris, and you scored 58 goals in all competitions. Are you proud of that record?
Oh, definitely. It got me back, got myself, my own confidence back playing at Mansfield, playing for a manager who, you know, just let me go out and play and enjoy my football, which is what I've needed. You know, I'll never ever be more thankful to Billy Dearden for what he did for me there. You know, and obviously, you know, he let me play week in and week out. And, you know, and obviously the fans, I've got to thank them, and I'll always thank them because they were absolutely top draw to me. And, you know, even now I still get the odd card and letter from Mansfield fan, which is, like, unbelievable. You know, I just can't believe, you know, it's still kind of hold me in high regard, and, you know, it's vice versa, I always hold them in high regard as well.
58 goals, come on then, name your best ever.
Best ever? Probably Cheltenham, opening day of the season, from the halfway line. That's the one that sticks out. I think we drew. I think Mark Blake might have scored as well.
Well, I remember one when we played Torquay and he scored an overhead kick near the end.
Oh, yeah. I remember that. It was surprising, actually, how many of the Mansfield goals I remember, actually, than goals I scored more recently this season. So, you know, that's something for you.
Promotion in the 2000 season, is that sticking in your mind forever?
Oh, without a doubt. I mean, it's me probably only achievement up to now, you know, regarding promotions and all that kind of stuff. It's obviously, you know, I've got my promotions medal and everything, so that'll always be something I'll keep close to my heart. I did a thing here not long ago about sort of three things that you'd take with you if you're on a desert island. I think that was one of them. So now, you know, it was a great time, and I look back at with happiness, and, you know, like you say, in football, never say never. It'd be great to come back at some time, but I mean, that's in the gods, really, you know. It's but I'll have to come down and, you know, take in a game or whatever.
Tell us about your relationship with the chairman, Mr. Haslam. He's been under the scrutiny for probably a few seasons now. What was your cap on him?
To be honest, I think a lot of the chairman are the same. Obviously, playing at the lower levels, you know, the money bags you know, it doesn't really happen. You know, everything's done on a budget and on a shoestring, and it's always difficult for chairman. I think it's the same with any chairman at any sort of lower level. But to be fair, Keith Haslam, you know, was always good to me. You know, he put the money aside to help me come to Mansfield, which I was always, you know, chuffed for. I think a lot of people doubted him, but, you know, he came up with the money to, you know, get the new ground, so put Mansfield back on the map again. So I think you've always got to remember things like that. But I know, obviously, I don't know the ins and outs of, you know, why the fans had a lot of grievances, but I believe it's all changed now. And I don't know, is he still there, is he? Is he still there? I've been given wrong advice, and I was told that he was...
Yeah, he's actually chief executive, James Derry, is the new chairman.
See, right, well, I wasn't aware of that, so... but yeah, as I say, he's always okay with me, and, you know, if I see him, I'd have a drink with him.
Yeah, can you comment on the fact that you're not aware of this, that there's a buyout, including involving the radio stations now closer linked with Mansfield Town? That's got to be good for the area.
Definitely, yeah, I wasn't aware of that. Oh, right, that's good. So what will that give, better coverage, or what will that entail sort of for the club and stuff?
Well, hopefully the sort of fans will be more sort of closely knit with the club and also have influences. Are you aware of the fact that not Mansfield's just got a new chairman? Obviously there's plans for other things as well. Will we be seeing you again down in Mansfield area?
Oh, definitely. You know, like I say, I've got to take in a game, and, you know, obviously I've still got contacts with the club, so, you know, it'd be nice to come in and take a game. I did some commentary for one of the other radio stations during the playoffs, when they got to the playoff final against Huddersfield. I sort of did the semi-final away at Northampton, I think it was. So obviously I've kept in, you know, kept a close eye on the Mansfield results and stuff, so, you know, yeah, definitely, you know, I say I'd love to come down at any time.
Chris, on behalf of Mansfield fans and Mansfield 103.2, thank you and good luck for the future.
Thank you very much. Pleasure.